ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump will address congressional Republicans today at their leadership retreat in Florida. Over the weekend, he threatened 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia after that country's government refused to allow U.S. military deportation planes.
In a statement, the Colombian government says that it has overcome an impasse with the United States, saying that they plan to send representatives to Washington, D.C. to meet with the Trump administration. But the White House press secretary says if Colombia violates any terms of this agreement, those tariffs are back on.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire threat, but increasing the risk of mudslides in burn-scarred areas. Wall Street gearing up for early losses. Future markets lower after news of a Chinese company's AI model that could encroach on market drivers like NVIDIA. And some of the living survivors expected at the Auschwitz site today, marking 80 years since the Nazi death camp was liberated. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For News for the Center, 107.7 WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. After lawmakers approved a bill to overhaul the state's reading curriculum, Tony Evers signed it into law, but the governor told the state legislature on Wednesday during the State of the State address that the funding has yet to be released by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In 2023, lawmakers passed a bill to overhaul how the state teaches reading in public schools. The new system is commonly referred to as the science of reading. It's backed by research and focuses more on phonics. It includes new curriculum and materials and hiring literacy coaches for school districts to use when they need to. Schools started this shift for students in 4K through third grade in the fall, but they're doing it without the money they were expecting from the legislature. When it was passed, Act 20 included $50 million to switch to this new method, but lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee have not released that money. If the $50 million for the new reading materials isn't released by June 30th, it'll go into the state surplus, which is already massive at $4 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Because Act 20 is law, school districts around the state have to pay for the materials and training on their own without any reimbursement by the state. The State Education Convention wrapped up Friday with a keynote speech by Governor Tony Evers, who echoed many of the statements he made during his State of the State address earlier in the week. That included a call for additional mental health funding for children and a demand for the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release $50 million in already approved funding for Act 20, the state's mandated overhaul of public school reading programs. The convention itself featured a number of breakout sessions tied to topics like school finance and referendums, as nearly 100 districts are on the ballot this spring across the state asking local taxpayers for more money to pay for teachers, operations, and facilities. Other popular topics at this year's convention included school safety initiatives, strategies for hiring and retention, communication and marketing, and artificial intelligence. In addition to breakouts, the state's top educators were also recognized during the convention. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are gonna throw a punch back. No team is just gonna get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were gonna respond to how we came out talking like it's okay, like just weather that storm, gotta keep moving forward, and we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan in a two-game series. The Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow, breezy and highs in the mid 40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Right now it's 16.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Stop it.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842, and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, good morning to you, Sam. How you doing, man?
Morning, Earl. I'm doing well.
It is a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to meet you.
Yeah, I think we met during election night when you were over here in Madison, but I don't think we've worked on a show together.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about Sam.
I don't know. I graduated from UW a couple years ago. I've been working at Civic Media since then. From central Wisconsin.
A couple of years, huh?
2023, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's great to have you filling in for what's that other guy's name? Oh, Calvin.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How soon we're forgotten, right?
Yeah.
If you're not. But anyway, it's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and have a lot to talk about. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to be joined in studio by Eva Marie Paulus. She's the former VP of Enrollment and Retention and VP of DEI and Title IX Coordinator for Milwaukee Area Technical College. And, you know, she sued Milwaukee Area Technical College. She was also, you know, in charge of DEI at Marquette University. And with all the things that are going on, as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion, I think it's critically important that some of us don't let that go unchallenged. And so she'll be here, and we'll continue a conversation that we started a couple weeks ago to push back on what I believe and many others believe is an injustice that is about to take place. But I want to begin with, you know, last week, you know, decided that today in the, you know, where we are at this time in this nation, that it's eerie. And whether you want to agree with it or not, I'm just old enough that I remember one of my favorite shows. I still watch it to this day. The Twilight Zone. So you have officially entered into the Twilight Zone. So you know that you have officially entered into the Twilight Zone. When you wind up with a story like this. And this is something we need to get used to because it's not going away. Christian Hose wants Medal of Freedom for January 6th rioter who used brass knuckles on a cop. Hit that Twilight Zone music again. Sam. Again. Christian Hose wants Medal of Freedom for January 6th rioter who used brass knuckles on the cop. This is real. Christian TV host Rick Green called on President Donald Trump to award the Medal of Freedom to a former deputy sheriff who was convicted of assaulting an officer with brass knuckles while riding at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. During a recent interview on the Flashpoint program, Green spoke to Colton McElby after he received a pardon from Trump for crimes committed during the January 6th riot. "I think Holden's case is one of the worst travesties of injustice that's ever happened in our nation. But certainly out of the January 6th cases," Green told McElby, "someone that actually was helping fellow police officers and they lied about him so much, it's so egregious when you look at what they did in the courtroom there in D.C. Colton, you're a patriot. You're a hero. And I think you deserve the Medal of Freedom," he continued. "I think Donald Trump should bring you to the White House and put it on your necks, on your neck himself and show the American people who you are." You know, Sam, this is, you know, it's the Twilight Zone, man. It can't be real.
It is crazy, yeah.
Man, it can't be real. This is a Christian man, or a man who claims to be Christian, supporting a former sheriff who had on brass knuckles and beat a police officer, a Capitol police officer, and he's freed.
Exactly. That doesn't sound very Christian. Beat a cop, man, with brass knuckles on.
I mean, just think about this, man. According to the Department of Justice, McElby was sentenced to 70 months in prison and ordered to pay $33,000 restitution after he used brass knuckles to assault a law enforcement officer. This is, man, this is the beginning of a long and winding. So I'm still watching, the Outer Limits episodes. They started in 1966. And here I am still watching them in 2025. But, man, we're in them. I'm watching the movie. But we are really in an area in that, man, I can tell you that I can't even begin to think where all this stuff ends. And there's so many different stories akin to this one, and not just about January 6th. You know, we're headed down a path in this nation that historians will be talking about centuries after, when America lost its collective mind. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're officially in the Twilight Zone with Earl Ingram. Again, you know, McAfee wore the reinforced brass knuckles that his associate had ordered for him, and bulletproof vest with two patches. One patch announced his position as a law enforcement officer. It read sheriff. The other bore the percenter insignia, a three circled with 13 stars, a statement from the DOJ said. But here's where, you know, I think people can have their disagreement, Sam, and we don't have to agree with each other. I've been married to the same woman for 43 years. Do you think we always agree with one another?
Probably not.
Not quite. It's human nature not to agree with one another. We're different people. We see things through a different prism. And so we've been raised in different manners. Even when husbands and wives come together, they've been raised in different households. We see things through a different prism. That's understandable. But Sam, I don't think there's any acceptance with what took place on January 6th and you know, the differences that people have and feel. There is a right and there is a wrong in this world. And so when you compromise right for wrong, then that's where, you know, I draw the line. I don't care who you are. As I stated before, not even my wife, not even my children. If they choose wrong over right, then I have, you know, myself have to push back on that. And that's what we have to do in this climate that we're in. And, you know, I get it. I understand that there, this is a conversation that people are going to, you know, have disagreements with and on. But I don't know how there can be any possible disagreement in a former law enforcement officer having brass knuckles and beating a fellow law enforcement officer, man. And you know, and then being freed. You know, he beat a law enforcement officer with brass knuckles. If you or I would do that, do you know how many years we'd be locked up? And Donald Trump could not save us. But there are many stories like this. If you read some of the, you know, people who were, you know, wound up being charged criminally in what transpired on January 6th, they're all individual cases. And some of them are so egregious, man. The fact that these people can now walk free. The fact that the head of the Proud Boys, or was it the Oath Keepers, the guy with the patch, that guy got out. He's facing 22 years. And you know what he did, man? Instead of going somewhere and hiding and not saying anything for the rest of his life, he goes to the Capitol and sets up meetings with the Congress. Hey, hit that Twilight Zone music. Hey, man. We're there, and we're officially in the Twilight Zone. 855-752-4842. Got, you know, another story that will, you know, lead you to believe that these things aren't real. You know, bills filed to weaken vaccine mandates. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, you are officially in the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. I was talking before about a sheriff who beat a police officer, a Capitol police officer, and was, you know, with brass knuckles, but was, you know, his sentence was overturned by President Trump. Let's go to the phone lines and Terry from the North Woods. Good morning to you, Terry. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Morning. I saw Michael Fanone and Harry Dunn the other day on Deadline MSNBC show in the afternoon. They were getting interviewed there, and they said that this is on the American people getting this pardon through, because Trump said what he was going to do. So the people knew, the American people knew, they went with it anyway. So if they're going to blame anybody, they better blame themselves, the American people, for going along with this. Because he said he was going to do it, Earl. That he was going to pardon the rascal.
You know, even because he said he was going to do it, Terry, it still doesn't make it any more just, right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So I don't know why Trump gets a pass when he runs his mouth. Oh, he didn't mean that. Yes, he did mean that. He means everything he says he says.
So. Yeah. You know, Terry, again, this is a horrible and horrific occurrence. And so people who want to, you know, kind of change it. Well, you know, Joe Biden released a whole lot of people. They're not the same, man. They're not one and the same. And anybody who thinks. Go ahead.
As I understand, Earl, they're off death row. They're still in prison. They're never going to get out.
Even if he did release, and he did, other people, these people, you know, didn't go to Washington, D.C. and beat people and beat law enforcement officers on television. Come on, man, and try to overthrow the government. There is a difference, you know. All right, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Terry. It's always good to talk to you, man. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. You're officially in the Twilight Zone.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Do you mind if I correct you on something?
No, please? Man. Go ahead.
You myself, my brother, my sons, we would have never had the opportunity to live to talk about taking brass knuckles to a police officer. We'd be dead. And if those were black men that would have made it into that Capitol building, the discussion about January 6th would be about the bloodbath that occurred. They would have been shooting. They wouldn't have allowed themselves to be beaten, kicked. Had sprayed in their faces. Guns would have been out. They would have been told to shoot.
Charles?
That's the difference.
And furthermore, there wouldn't have been a broad pardon across all of them being pardoned. Come on, man.
No, not at all, Earl. It's a sad day in America this weekend. My wife and I tried to stay away from looking at stuff. You know, I still listen to you guys. I stopped watching the news, except for if my mom has on when I go to her house. But what this man is doing is ridiculous. He's trying to take black people back. He's trying to take women out of the equation. Other minority groups.
Hey, Charles, thank you.
That people are not standing up for it.
Hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. You're officially in the Twilight Zone. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Hey, good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning. I just want to say Charles is absolutely right. I also want to say, have you heard anything on Tom Hartman and Greg Palast? They have a thing out on YouTube right now that says that there's 4 swing states that actually went for Kamala because they had thrown out so many brown and black votes in these states. Now, that's what we need to be really looking into and shouting this to the rooftops, but nothing's been on the media about this.
But well, I'm glad you mentioned it because I will look into it, but go ahead.
Yes, I just think that if we can get this information out about Tom Hartman interviewing this Greg Palast, who is deals with numbers, that's what he does, and he said they had thrown out so many black and brown votes because of names, you know. People have the same name, Johnson, you know, so they're throwing out 60 Johnson votes because they think it's somebody that's voting so many times over and over. This is what we need to be looking into, guys. As far as Greg Palast says, Kamala actually won this, and she won the popular vote because of all of these votes that were thrown out. We need to be on our toes for 2020.
Hey, Ann, I'll look into it. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're officially in the Twilight Zone on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to talk about the bills filed to weaken vaccine mandates. And, you know, measles, mumps, whooping cough, chicken pox, illnesses, diseases that were, taken away during my lifetime. Many of those diseases are back now because people are refusing to have their children vaccinated. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For News from the Center, 107.7 WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices are trending higher. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The average price of gasoline rose 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.94. This is 19.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 21 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national price of diesel also rose, increasing 4.4 cents to stand at $3.65 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say oil prices declined over the last week following President Trump's speech at the World Economic Forum. He urged Saudi Arabia to lower oil prices by restoring production. Prices have stabilized for the time being, with crude more than $5 per gallon below prices a couple of weeks ago. Gas Buddy officials are monitoring any potential impacts from the possible U.S. tariffs on Canada and Mexico, as they are key sources of crude oil imports. That deadline is February 1st, and officials will be watching for the possibility of retaliatory tariffs. If the tariffs don't materialize, gas prices could stay relatively stable over the next few weeks until the seasonal rise that usually begins in mid to late February.
Southwestern Wisconsin gas prices have evened out at about $2.96 per gallon for the past week, although prices are trending upwards both locally and statewide to over $3 per gallon. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse over the weekend to tour the Family and Children's Center. His visit was to see what services the facility offered. Van Orden was asked about his thoughts on the January 6th insurrection pardons, and Van Orden said he supported the pardons for nonviolent people, calling their jail terms, quote, silly, but said that people that attacked police officers would get, quote, zero room for me. President Donald Trump pardoned over 1,500 people. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go by downloading the free app. Get it now at civicmedia.us or on your device's app store. For news from the Center, 107.7 WRCE and WRCE.fm, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, you can say that, mother. DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies, because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 million on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle or flurry, and a high in the low 40s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight. More sunshine for tomorrow. Breezy and highs in the mid-40s. Mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Come with me.
The night. Oh, we try and guide you
Pleasure. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You're officially in the Twilight Zone this morning. So before I get into bills being filed to weaken vaccine mandates all across this nation, got a couple holdovers from the last segment. Let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. You know, I keep thinking about the whole brass knuckles thing and beating the police officer. I wonder what would happen if you or I just went up to a Trump supporter, you know, protesting or, you know, doing whatever they're doing and beat the daylights out of them. Oh, you know, you and I would be locked up, you know, arrested, and that would be the end of it. I just can't wrap my mind around these pardons, you know.
Well, this is why I'm saying we're in the Twilight Zone. This is a man who calls himself a Christian who is defending this, right? Man, this is not real.
This was an act of love. Is crazy. No, it was not an act of love. It was an act of hate. You knew what you were doing. You knew why you went there.
But so I would ask you, Brian, you know, I don't know how we've gotten to a point where wrong it seems to be right and right seems to be wrong. I don't know how we got here, and I don't know how we're going to get out of it, right? Man, I don't, you know, from the time I was a child, my mother taught me right from wrong, and there was no confusion between which was which. But, man, you're in the Twilight Zone. Yes, and you raise your children in the same manner.
Right.
But now we seem to be in a spot and in a place where those things, you know, have been turned inside out and upside down, and I don't know how you get back to reality, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up next. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday. You know, I listen to you and your party, and you just...
Hey, CJ. Again, CJ, I don't belong to a party. Hey, CJ, how many times do I have to tell you I don't belong to any political party? Whether you believe it or not, I don't belong to any political party. Doesn't matter how many times you say it, it's not going to change what's truth.
Well, I'll give you an example of the dual forms of justice.
No, CJ, don't give me an example. I'm talking about what transpired with this man who was released. He beat a police officer. Do you have anything to share with that?
Well, your Vice President Harris raised money in Minneapolis for...
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
What do I say? Well, you know I worked for the Milwaukee Police Department for almost 25 years.
Right.
And they had an oath of office. And we took the oath of office, and some people believed in it and some people didn't. And that's the same thing that's going on here. There are some people who believe in the United States of America and for what it stood for, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we fought for that, and we lived it. Then the other side of the coin is people who are racist. They are bigots. They are nauseating people who are only out for themselves. And this is the two political parties that are fighting each other. One who believes in this country, who believes in the people who stood up for what was right. And then there are the people who are greedy, who only want for themselves. And it's a shame that the American people did not see this.
So, Susan,
I don't know how we're going to get out of this.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We can talk about this, you know, until hell freezes over. And, it makes no sense. You can't tell me that it does. But that's part of what's happening. Let me go here. Several bills, you know, and Sam, this, you're a young man. So bills filed to weaken vaccine mandates as more Texas families opt out of immunizations. Across this nation, people are opting out of immunizations. And when I was a young boy, there were these diseases, measles, mumps, whooping cough, chicken pox, and these things would maim young people and children. And so by law, you had to get these vaccinations, and they would protect not only the individuals, but the society.
Right.
And so you didn't have a choice as an individual to say no to the vaccine, because during these early times in this nation's history, those diseases were spreading like wildfire, and they were impacting children and adults. And so through science, people were able to come up with these immunizations that eradicated tuberculosis, all of those diseases that have, you know, were wiped away. And now here we are. I'm not saying people don't have a right. We certainly have individual rights. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So, Sam, where does your right as an individual and the rights for what's in the best interest of all the people come into play? Because when you start saying individually, well, I don't want my child to be vaccinated, and yet your child is around all these other
right.
people.
Maybe it ahead. Ought to be something like taxes, where if you don't give up a little something, then you're not entitled to use any like public infrastructure or anything like that. People who don't want to pay their taxes still use the roads, but with health stuff like this, if you don't get your vaccines, maybe you're not allowed to go to public school or go to the library or enter a public building or something like that.
Well, you know, it takes it and people may think that that's a stretch, but something has to be done, because to bring back these diseases and illnesses. And Susan, I know you know you've been around like I have. To see these things come back and come back with the vengeance that they're coming back with after they were eradicated is reason enough. So people had rights when I was a young boy. Clearly they did. Nobody said you didn't have any rights, but it was what's in the best interest of all of us, not you as an individual. I'm looking at what James says. Benjamin Franklin once said, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserves neither liberty nor safety. Well, I will say to you, Jim or James, that's ridiculous. It may have mattered back during those times, but today, with the measles, mumps, whooping cough, and chicken pox, and tuberculosis coming back with the vengeance in this nation, giving up your liberty, that's a ridiculous statement. Liberty and rights in certain areas, yeah, but not when it comes to spreading diseases that impact and affect the masses, so many children in this nation. Susan, your thoughts?
My thoughts? I totally agree with you.
And before I went to work for the police department, I spent 25 years in the medical field. And I know what happens. And right now in the South, there is one, I think it's Kentucky, has 60 cases of tuberculosis, exactly what you're talking about. And this is going to come back with a vengeance because these are more powerful. As these viruses mutate, they get bigger and stronger. And one of the things that we were fearful in the hospital is that we would develop, with the use of antibiotics, a virus, or it's not a virus because the virus can't be killed by antibiotics, but the secondary illness that actually does kill the patient, the bacterial infection. The antibiotics that we were using were so strong, we were afraid that we would mutate into a bacteria that could not be destroyed by an antibiotic. That was the biggest fear. So people, you do need to take these vaccines. It is helpful for you if you want to see not yourself as much as your children and your children's children to live a normal life. And people do not understand this.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Now, today's Hardy group and others in the vaccine hesitancy or anti-vaccine space have the ears of state lawmakers, especially on the heels of the Texans for Vaccine Choice successful pushback on mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. While most of the vaccine bills 10 years ago were filled with Democrats looking to strengthen vaccine use, the opposite is now true. Republicans are filling most of the bills which aim to claw back vaccine requirements. There's even a House joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Texas Constitution that would preserve Texans' rights to refuse a vaccination. The proposal is among more than 20 bills endorsed by Hardy's group that have been filed, most of them before the legislative session began this month, among them to include legislation that would say people can say no. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I believe that everyone is just losing their absolute minds
with all
this vaccine. I'm 100% for vaccines. My father was born in 23, and he had polio. And fortunately, he got it almost in the nick of time. He had no bicep in his right arm, yet he was a boxer. Not only are we doing this vaccine stuff, but also Trump shut down all the scientific, like CDC and stuff like that, from communicating with everyone and letting them know that if there's an outbreak, we're not going to know because none of those people can communicate with each other, and it has to go through Trump's people in order for it to come out. There is a virus going around in Tanzania. I cannot think of the name of it, but it is absolutely horrible. And it has a 50% mortality rate. That's in Tanzania right now. If that would come here, wow, no one would know what's coming. It's this whole thing, this fear that these right-wing nut jobs, these QAnon people who spread all this false stuff, got into all their heads. And they're now all believing that this is the worst things ever. It's okay now to go and infect everyone like a typhoid Mary, which obviously, I remember learning that in school. I'm sure they don't learn that now, how that went. How everyone got typhoid from a woman who didn't even know she was sick, but she spread that disease all over.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. I wish I had more time. You're officially it's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the Twilight Zone.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me,
We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one. My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Sam, hit that again.
The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You are officially... You have entered officially into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show. So what's up next? Donald Trump can't run again. Sam, any president can only do two terms, right?
That's how it currently is.
Okay. You would think that would be it and that would be the end of it. No. There are now, you know, representatives, especially Andy Ogle's representative from Tennessee, introducing a resolution to amend the Constitution in order to allow President Donald Trump to seek a third term. Hit it again. Oh, man. All right. An effort that's all but certain to fail, though Trump could try to test term limits through legal loopholes. Ogles introduced a resolution that would amend the Constitution to say no one can be elected to office of the president more than three times. Hey, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Oh, yeah, more than three times. So I think that would be a change. Don't you, Sam? I thought it was two.
Yeah, that's one more than we can do right now.
Well, you know, I wear bifocals, and so maybe I'm reading it wrong. Maybe it's, but anyway, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to be hearing, man. These people aren't going to let it go. They really do think that this man should run our nation forever.
As long as he can, I guess. And then some.
Yeah, man.
There's also a thing in that proposed amendment that the third term deal only applies to a president who their first two terms were not consecutive. So
yes,
excluding former President Obama from this this idea?
Also clearly, you know, I don't pretend to know what's in people's minds. I really don't. You know, it's enough. I've got enough trouble worrying about and trying to take care of what's in my own head. But clearly, some of the things that are being said are just outlandish. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know what? Doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat. When the things are like this coming out, I think you have to be very serious about it. And no wonder they starting right now, not like a year before he's done or anything like that. So they need a time to prepare the public to, you know, consecrate that in their minds that this is okay. Because the thing is, they did it in Russia. You know what they did in Russia? They didn't change the Constitution. What they did, the Senate came out in the majority and said, we want to nullify all the terms what Putin ever took as the president. And this term that he's running right now, he's running from the zero. So you don't have to change Constitution, really. You can just make an exception. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous the same way as he's signing the birthright. When this is too much. And the thing is, he can't really do it. If he's going to put the economical emergency or any kind of emergency in the process, then he can run again. He doesn't have to even run. He just go for it. And that's scary.
You know, all down this path of what we already know is going to be something that's going to be so damaging to our nation in these 4 years. The amazing thing, the most difficult thing of all of this is 4 years. You know, we've got to endure, Karina, for 4 years. And you know, I don't know how, because we're in the early stages of this, I don't know how we endure, right? Because that common sense has been thrown out the window. And so
The way you endure, Earl, is to prepare and win. This is how you endure. You prepare and you concentrate yourself on the winning and what American people are really want and what is there for Democrats to run a platform and reassess everything, the message, the way that message comes to people, because this is what Republicans were doing for the past 20 years. They didn't get here just because.
So thank you very much for the call, Karina. My guest has just called in next, and she's ill, Miss Eva Martinez Paulus. So I'm going to open the phone lines, something I've never done since I've been on the show. Whatever it is you want to talk about in the next hour on the Earl Ingram Show of Motown Monday.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's going to be a rough start for financial markets because of an AI tech sell-off. ABC's Mike Dubusky says that's because tech companies like NVIDIA could be threatened by a Chinese breakthrough.
Last week, the Chinese firm DeepSeek released a new AI model called R1. It reportedly does better in testing than popular models from companies like OpenAI. That, plus a cheaper open-source model the company released in December, has prompted fears that American AI can't keep up with China on performance or price.
President Trump will address House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. His administration's ramped up immigration raids around the U.S., but is also facing scrutiny after the president fired at least 17 inspectors general and did not give the 30-day notice required by law. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire risk, but increasing worries about mudslides and a ceremony at Auschwitz today, marking 80 years since liberation. This is ABC News.